I'm with John Connor, the frontman of Doggy Dog. At the start in 1991, fun was the most important aspect of Doggy Dog. Does fun still keep you going?
It's certainly a big part of it. If we weren't having fun, it wouldn't be possible to do this. We really enjoy ourselves on stage and the whole process, traveling with the guys, hanging out with the crew. It's all fun for us, and that's still the central theme. Have a good time.
Doggy Dog was first successful in Europe and then in your home country, the States. How is that nowadays?
Nowadays, we primarily play in Europe. Doggy Dog is in 100% full-time band. We do the band for fun when we can. So it's not important to us to be popular in the States or be popular in Japan or wherever. You know, we just go where people want us to play and where we know we're going to have a good time. So right now, that's Europe.
Does that hurt sometimes that the biggest success was at the start?
I can't see how any success hurts you. For us, I think we had a good foundation because we were already friends. You know, we had already been in bands together. We had already traveled together. There was a brotherhood there. So when things got hard, and they did, we were ready to tackle it together, and we stuck together through it. And you can see even now, of course, we're not the MTV stars that we were in the 90s.
To be the most important breakthrough artist of the year, you mean?
Yeah, that wasn't our idea. You know, when we won it, we were thankful, but I don't want to say it was unimportant, but it wasn't a goal.
In the period, 1994 till 1999, Doggy Dog had even chart hits. I mean, No Fronts, Isms, and Expect the Unexpected. Do you sometimes miss that popularity to be in the charts?
There's a whole nother expectations and demands. The more successful your music career is, the less personal life you have. We were grateful to have success, to know what the charts taste like. And of course, there was periods in our career where we wanted to continue that, or we liked the taste of that success. Right now, that's not what's on our mind. If it also became too demanding and we got in the charts or something, then we have to make a choice. Like, do I want to continue working my job at home? Do I want to spend more time away from home on the road? There are things, you know, that we do and love at home that are very important to us now. And touring as a full-time band is not in our plans. So it's nice that we don't have to make this decision.
Is Doggy Dog a hobby project?
I would say part-time describes it better. We're professional. When we're on the road, we take it seriously. We come here to work and make parties and enjoy ourselves. But it's not something that we commit to full time. So it's not a hobby, but it's definitely part time. We spend around 4 months out of the year, 5 months working on Doggy Dog. And that's almost half the time. So I think it's enough.
Doggy Dog is known by the use of the saxophone.
Mm-hmm.
Is it still an important part of your music?
Absolutely. We had some years in the 2000s where we didn't want the sax and we didn't use it. And it was fine. The shows went okay. People would say to us, why don't you have sax? And eventually we brought it back. And now we really like having it on stage with us. And we know that the crowd enjoys it. So I think it is important. Yeah.